Okay. I guess we got to do it. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's the Dubious Goals Committee. As a loud truck drives by. Oh, did the temperature go down? I'm looking outside. I'm looking out the windows of my house trying to figure out what the weather is like. And when I woke up, it was kind of hot. Yeah, it's still hot. And it's early. It's 26 or 27 degrees. Call it 26 and a half. Oh, and I am weird. I don't know. I'm not 100%, but I feel pretty good. I feel okay. A little jointy, but that's about it. And, I kind of want to go outside because it's not sunny and it's not windy. But it looks a little bit too warm, and so, yeah, no. Instead, we're going to go up into the soft crafts room and see what's up. Unka, gabunka, gabunka, he says. Yeah, I woke up kind of jointy, and I don't know. I think I kind of slept weird, but I sort of didn't feel like I slept weird. Feels like I slept okay. Oh, yeah, and I left I left the UV light on overnight to make sure all of these little thingies got baked nice and crispy. Oh, so the big question becomes, what am I going to do with this one and this one? These are sort of the weird ones. I started a couple of little pendants here, and they're weird. But oh, this one looks like it turned out really good. This one, also strange. What am I going to do? I think I'm going to leave these alone. And I started some of these other little hollow shapes. Mixed up some orange. So now I've got this orange stuff. What am I going to do with the orange stuff? I don't know. Probably add some of this stuff. What are these things? These are the little shapes that I made last night. I'm going to pop a couple of these out. Because I'm curious. Oh, so curious. And why do I keep hearing music? Somebody's blasting music somewhere in the neighborhood. And I can hear it. You know, I'm not going to take these out. Should I put a little bit of clear on top of some of these? Or should I just pop them out the way they are? Oh, I don't know. Let's pop some of these out. Oh, this one's not even finished yet. You know what? I think I'm just going to pop out a couple of these if I can. Yep. Is it sticky on the back? I wouldn't say sticky, but it does have some tactility. This is a weird one that I have this little rectangle shape, and I had some leftover resin, and so I poured some in the end, but it wasn't enough to fill it up. And so then I did another thing and had some left over. I poured it in the other end. And then there was some left in the middle that wasn't a space. So I just filled it with clear. And so now I have this. I don't know, it's kind of Christmassy. It's kind of Italian flag style or Hungarian flag style if you turn it upside down. And it's lovely. And I got this round one with a little bit of gold leaf in it. It's not really gold leaf. Oh, and how did that fail? Yeah, okay. That makes me angry. Yeah, this gold leaf isn't gold leaf. It's just gold-colored mica powder. And I think I'm going to pop this one out, too. Boink, boink, goink. These are mostly good, but this one, also with the gold mica powder, is going to be a little weird and sticky on the back, so we're just going to throw it back under the lamp here. And I wonder if I should turn these upside down. Do any of these others have mica in them? No. So, what does it all mean? I don't know. Turn that light back on. Oh. All right, now I gotta check the ones that are over here in the sun. Are these all curing up nicely? Sure they are. What about this one? I'm afraid to touch it because it was so damn sticky. Yeah, maybe I'll worry about all of this later. Oh. And my sinuses were a little bit weird, and now my nose is kind of weird. In that I have that funny low-level ache in my nose that is telling me that there is something annoyingly wrong. Ow. With my sinus cavity. And what are we going to do about that? Not a damn thing. Did I take my pills this morning? Yeah, I remember. Oh, what am I doing? What do I gotta do? Ooh. I don't know. This is no way to start a show. This is utter crap. Let's just plug the damn synthesizer in. Turn this thing on. And I should also mention that this started last night, but it's getting stronger. I'm having this weird thing where I think I want to eat something. Am I having a weird craving for some kind of food? Maybe. I just can't figure out what that craving is for. And right now I'm kind of thinking, is it chocolate cake? I don't even like chocolate cake. Do I want brownies? I don't want any of this stuff. But do I want one of those donuts? And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, what donuts would those be? It's a weird story. When did this happen? This was at least a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. Okay, this is on, that's on. Do we need to turn that off or on? Do I want that off or on? I don't know. But like a month ago, I went to the store during the day and I decided to buy some donuts. So I bought 2 donuts. And I got the regular old donuts that I always get. They're just sort of yellow cake donuts with just sort of plain vanilla icing on them, right? And there was just one left on the shelf. So I grabbed it and I put it in the little bag, the little waxed paper bag. Doop, 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 doop. And I wanted 2 donuts. So I'm checking the other shelves and yeah, there's a shelf below, and the shelf below says it's tagged, the tray is tagged, you know, white iced donuts or vanilla donuts iced. Okay, that's the same donut, right? So I grabbed one, throw it in the bag. Well, that night or the next night, whenever I was eating these donuts, I ate the second donut and thought, well, why does this taste so weird? Why does this taste different? It's not bad. I mean, it's a donut. It's good. But why is this so much different than the other? Then I look at it. Oh, this one's chocolate. And I don't do chocolate cake. I don't do chocolate in general. I like fruit flavored candy. But the donut was pretty good. I thought, okay, well, it's chocolate. It's still pretty good. This, yeah. And I enjoyed the donut a great deal. And I, at one point in time, I thought maybe I should get the chocolate ones in the future. Yeah, no. But that kind of seems like that's what I want right now. Do I want to go to the store? No, I went to the store last night. So, I don't know. Kind of want donuts. Anyway, last night I was messing with this. I changed some things because we weren't using the weird clock divider anymore for that one thing. I thought we don't need it for this thing either, so I took that out of the mix so we could have some more accurate sequencing. It's a whole thing. Don't even want to talk about it. And then I thought, okay, so while we're at it, now that we have this extra cable, what would happen if we plugged the modeling synthesizer? That's this thing. It's got some delay on it. Very nice. What if we plugged that into the filter? Because then we could do filter knob turning, which is fun. We could, we can't put it on an LFO. Oh, we could put it on one of the asynchronous LFOs. We still have one last very long cable. Maybe we can try that. So what's it sound like? It sounds like this. And the damn sequencer didn't start. Now why the hell did that happen? Let's try that again. Let's stop it. See, and we do this, we do that. And it doesn't start. Okay, so what we're going to do is unplug it. Did this fix it last night? And plug it back in again. It makes a cool sound. And now we got to wait forever for this thing to boot up. So we get the blue lights, then we get the Cylon eyes, then we get the LED crash, the blue, the red singlet, the blues, and why are these all on? Why is this so strange? So what we do is we go like this, we turn this knob until something happens. No? We turn this knob until it goes past there, then we can turn it back down. Yeah, okay. Let's try this again. Start it all. And it didn't start up. And now it goes. And it didn't even... That's weird. And we're clipping. Why'd I do that? Let's take that back up to there. Let's go down here. Filter tricks. There's still something really crunchy in here. I'm pushing something a little bit too hard. And I can hear it, but I don't see any indication of where this is happening. What is going on here? Okay, let's go down here. Let's take this recording level up. And it's all about the clean gain staging, kids. And I get a little sloppy sometimes. I'll be the first to admit it. Now that we've got it set like this, I forget how to do this and I can't see it from here. I want this one. Let's plug the filter into an LFO. We need a slow one here. Like that one. Not that slow. Let's plug it into a slower one. And it magically fades out. Okay, we might be able to do something fun with that. I don't know. I'll remember this technique though. This would be better with synchronous LFO. The delay. All that delay and reverb is giving me some hot spots, some caustics, if you will. Hey, what happens if we oh wait, I'm in the you know what we could do? I'm in bandpass. Let's take this up to here. We got some more low-pass filter behavior. It's lovely and all, but let's go back to bandpass. Now, what happens if we mess with this? And I'm going to adjust the res a little bit. Yeah, that's good enough. For now. Change the clap. It's not much of a clap. And now I don't like this sound anymore either. I'm dissatisfied. That's unnecessary. Noise burst. This is what we need to have on the LFO. But we need to have it choked. Okay, hold on a second. Do we have any more cables? Yeah, we got this one cable. Plus, we got all these little cables. Let's take the long cable and put it, let's say, into this LFO. and let's plug this into the damping. Too much. But very cool. We should figure this out. Filter. Too much. Okay, this is an idea. Wow. All right, so how do we make this work? We need slightly less amplitude on our LFO. And it would be better if we could, I don't know, we kind of need to speed it up a little bit. Let's use a much faster LFO here. See what this does. See, now that's cool. We should add a switch to this so we can switch this in. But that means we need more patch cables, and they're upstairs in the superfluous synth. I might do that. See, this is when we could also use another one of these modulation machines, because we could get other stuff going. We could do some crazy stuff. Let's lock this one in. Because we can transpose, remember? Like that. Going back down here. Yeah, I'm gonna patch this in. Not right now. Although we do have this cable, I forgot about this. This has potential. Might have to put an attenuator on the LFO. And I was gonna say, we could just use this one, but I think this one is wonky. I'm gonna have to take this panel out and rebuild some of my homemade crap. Because I built it so crappily that it wore out after a while. Yeah. That's me for you. Filter. Anyway, you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon.